Blog Talk Radio.
Have you ever felt like just giving up? Well, if you have, this is not the season to do that. The Lord, He sees us, and He knows that we're tired, and He knows that we need a refreshing. On His way, and we know that God's got our back. If you don't know, let me enlighten you. The Word of God is true, and if He says that He will never leave us, if He says that He is perfecting the things concerning us, then you best believe that He is. We serve an awesome God who loves us more than we could ever imagine. So to my brothers and my sisters, let's gut it up. Because the outcome is going to be great.
Don't miss Refresh with Pastor Regina Johnson. Every Sunday, 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central.
Well, good evening. I'd like to welcome you to Refresh. I'm Regina Johnson, your host of the evening, being brought to you by NHISG Sports Media. Today, I'd like to welcome each and every one of you that are plugged in for the show today. We want to let you know we greatly appreciate it. And after the show, you are able to download it if at any time you're not able to complete your time. While listening, I'd like to give a quick shout out to Princess Cooper, who is responsible for me being on the air, and to God be the glory. I thank you for that. Today's show is going to be about when perfect isn't perfect. And I want to talk to you about the raising. I'm kind of stammering around a little bit because I really didn't know exactly how I wanted to phrase this part. But I want to talk to you about the birth and the growth of my youngest son. His name is Nicholas Johnson. And I'm not just talking to you about it because he's my son. I want to talk to you about when the dream doesn't look like really what you thought it would look like, but yet and still it works out in the end. My son Nicholas was diagnosed with autism at the age of 2 years old. And it was just like any other mother that had a child. You know, we're looking for it to be like the other children, or the birth was to go exactly like the others. Well, actually, the birth was just like the others. And Nicholas was what you would call, quote unquote, normal until he was 2 years old. And we began to see some differences. When he turned 2, he just stopped talking, and we became concerned. I really didn't notice anything else quite different about him at the time, except for some children with autism have photographic memory, and Nicholas is one of those that has been blessed with photographic memory. And so because he has photographic memory, we thought early on that he was reading, when in actuality, he was just able to see something once, or a grouping of things one time, remember the exact order and what it really meant when he saw it the first time. And so we thought he was actually reading at a very young age. As time went on, he became less vocal, but more independent. If you can understand that, he wasn't able to properly articulate is really what I'm saying. He wasn't able to do that, and so it made him independent. If he wouldn't talk and tell you that he wanted milk, or talk and say that he wanted juice, he would just do it on his own. He would go into the kitchen at about maybe 2 and a half, and just open the door and take out a jug of milk and sit it on the floor and get him a little cup. And he would just pour it. And so, you know, of course, you know, watching that part happen, you know, we were just thinking, wow, this is just a extremely amazing child. And we still don't take that off the table. He still is a very amazing child, but he just processes things differently. We had Nicholas, he was tested when he was about 3 years old to give us the diagnosis of autism. But before that, and even after the diagnosis, there were those that wanted to clump him into a category of being mentally retarded. And I need for you to understand that if you have a child that is showing signs of autism, because there is so much help, I just want to encourage you to be vigilant about the well-being of your child. Because they are autistic, it does not mean that they have a necessary learning disability, but they process differently. And so if you can catch it early on, you are able then to input into places where he or she processes different. They are stimulated different than your regular, I guess what you would call, quote unquote, your normal children. Sometimes loud noises are too much for them. Sometimes they love being stimulated by loud noises. My son Nicholas is actually a high level functioning aud, so he loves being in crowds and he loves being around people and he's very articulate. But when it comes to fine motor skills, things that came easy for other children, like tying their shoes, learning how to ride a bike at an early age, he learned how to do those things at a later age because the way he processed it, it took him time. Trying to teach an autistic child how to process things or how to learn to do things that your average child would learn how is very difficult, but they are able to learn, you know, all the same. The reason why I chose to talk about Nicholas today is because when you have children that are different than everyone else. And at the time, by the time we had Nicholas, we had three other children. And so we were not expecting it to be any different. We were expecting him to be like the rest, you know, just grow up and everything would just be easy. And it was different. When I found out it was different, and I think this is the part that I really want to drive home today, is when I found out that he wasn't what you would call perfect. You know, he had all 10 fingers. He's absolutely gorgeous. He has all 10 toes, you know, but there was something that was a little different. I began to pray and ask God to make him like the rest. And today I want to share, when I'm sharing with you from the topic of when perfect is not perfect, I'm saying not that your child is not perfect, but it is not just your run-of-the-mill like every other child. And us coming to the place of where when our perfect is not perfect, that we are all right with that. This past weekend, we had the wonderful opportunity to be able to celebrate Nicholas graduating from high school, which if you had left it to those that were looking at him from afar, they thought that that would be something that was impossible. As a matter of fact, because my son is a high functioning aunt, he doesn't show any physical characteristics that there's anything different. The only time you can tell that there is something different is in when you are communicating with him. And it's not that he is unable to communicate, but it's he is 2 years delayed in speech. And so his speech is younger than a child that is 18. He really articulates at the level of a 16-year-old, but his comprehension is above that level. And so it's really a interesting and different journey in which we have been on. So I know that some of you are saying, okay, so where are you going with this? What I'm going to do in this show today is help those of you, maybe even if you have a learning disability, or if you have a child or know someone with a learning disability, hopefully I can help you to appreciate the difference. When I began to pray and ask God to change my child, it was because I could not accept the difference. I wanted him to be like every other child. I didn't want his struggles to be different. I didn't want him to be treated different. I didn't want him to be looked at differently. But his life was going to be different, and I needed to accept that. Not that it could not get any better, because it's absolutely great now, but there are some things that need to be worked on and enhanced. But when I looked at him as a small boy, now the boy that I'm talking about compared to the young man are two totally different animals. I'm dealing with this child who should be talking and asking questions, who was talking and then completely stopped. To be told that he was autistic was devastating to me. And so, as I was saying a few minutes ago, you know, I started praying and I was asking God, you know, make him normal. And I will never forget what I heard deep down in the depths of my heart was that he's not the one with the problem. I am. Today, I want to help you to be able to embrace whatever your child's difference is. I want you to be able to embrace when your perfect is not perfect. Perfect according to the standards of maybe the schools, or perfect as far as like what a community would look at as perfect. But I want you to understand today that your child is perfectly made according to the will of God, and there is a purpose for their life. I believe that whenever we are up against challenges, there's always something or someone that has been put in position to help you in your journey. And we were very fortunate to meet this wonderful teacher that began to help us teach and help Nicholas to begin to grow. She saw something in him that others did not see. Her name is Mrs. Palm, and I'm going to take just a few moments and take a quick break and step away for a second, but I'll be right back, and I will talk to you about when your perfect is not perfect, but there's a way made for your child. You're listening to NHISG Sports Media. The show is Refresh. I'm Regina Johnson, your host. Be back in a moment. The word of God is true. And if he says that he will never leave us, if he says that he is perfecting the things concerning us, then you best believe that he is. We serve an awesome God who loves us more than we could ever imagine. So to my brothers and my sisters, let's gut it up, because the outcome is going to be great.
Don't miss Refresh with Pastor Regina Johnson every Sunday, 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central.
Quick question, what is your kryptonite? You know, kryptonite, like from the Superman movie, little pieces of krypton that will fall to the earth and then Superman will come in contact with it. Kryptonite. Okay, small pieces of your past falling into your future, robbing you of your destiny. Kryptonite, what is yours? Is it the person down the street, you know, so conveniently always is willing to remind you of who you used to be before you were redeemed? Or is it the memory of a place where you were broken when you were young? A bad marriage? Bad circumstances? I mean, I don't know. Today, I want you to identify what is your kryptonite. Want you to grab hold of it? to reduce it to nothingness. Because the season of living a defeated life is over. It's time for us to live unstoppable lives.
To order Unstoppable You by Regina Johnson, go to Lulu.com, Google Books, and Amazon.
To welcome you back to Refresh. I'm Regina Johnson, your host, and we are talking about when your perfect isn't perfect. We're talking about raising a autistic child. My son, my youngest son, is Nicholas, and he is autistic, and it is a blessing. And today's show is really dedicated to Nick. Nicholas graduated from high school this past Friday, and it was amazing. Now, I know there's a lot of children that graduated this past year, but the reason why it's such a big deal for our family is because if I had listened to others tell me what Nicholas was capable of, he would not be here. This coming fall, he'll be attending junior college, and then he will go on from there to complete his bachelor's at Austin College, and we are so excited for him. The reason I feel that it's so important today for the show is, if you caught the first part of the show, I was talking about, you know, when your perfect isn't perfect, and how there are those that try to talk you out of believing the impossible for what where people have put limitations on your children. On your, and maybe even on you. I had a young man that was scheduled to be on the show today who was actually placed in special ed throughout his entire journey from elementary school until his senior year in high school. He was in special ed, and he graduated from high school, left and went away to seminary in England, and is doing tremendous work right today. But if he and his parents had allowed what the label that people had placed on him, being mentally retarded, unable to process, unable to rise above where he was at that point, he would not be doing the things that he is doing today. And so today I want to just share with you that if you have a special needs child, that if you don't give up, I firmly believe, because it happened to me and I've watched it happen to others, that God has a plan in place to where there will be someone that will come to your rescue that will be able to divvy hope where it seems like there is no hope. In the first part of the show, I was talking about how we feel hopeless when we find out there's something wrong with our child or children. I'm dealing with one child, and I don't like even phrasing it like I normally say, that we are blessed to have a son that has been blessed with autism, because they are really exceptional children. They have photographic memory, some do. Some have incredible musical skills, abilities. There are others that are great mathematicians. When you have savants, they have a memory that will blow your mind. Some can remember, and it's not just something you saw in a movie, but literally memorize almost on first glance, you know, like telephone book and numbers that they never forget. My son kind of falls in the middle of that. He has a photographic memory, but he is very social. And so if you see him, you would never know he was autistic until you began to talk to him. Moving along, if you don't give up, you will come across someone, or there will be a resource. And now for autistic children, there's so much information that will help you to be able to help them journey, make plans for their future. With Nicholas, we just decided to lean into his gifts. Wherever his gifts and abilities were, that's where we are like putting all of the energy. There was a teacher that was introduced to Nicholas when he was 3 years old, 3-4 years old. Her name was Mrs. Palm. And Mrs. Palm worked in the public school system, but she was a Christian and a prayer. If you're not a Christian, I'm not dogging you or downing you, but I'm telling you that has been what has helped us in our journey. We were praying for someone to be able to see our son like we could see him. I'll give you an example. I was having him evaluated, and I would never go in the room with the person that was doing the testing. And so one day I decide that I'm going to go into the room. In their minds, they already prejudged without having all of everything, you know, all the test results in. So they'd already just kind of clumped him into this category with others. And so I walk into this room, and he didn't want to do anything that they wanted to do. So they'd show him this flashcard and put it on the table, and he would slide it off the table. And instead of them making him get it, because they're, I don't know, they were just treating him like what they believed he was, which they were believing that he was mentally retarded, which he was autistic. And again, there is a clear difference in being mentally retarded and autism. But anyway, the lady would show these cards, and he would just push them off on the floor. So I'm watching this lady crawl underneath the table and put the cards back up and try to get him to participate. And so I came in, you know, and I'm watching this for, you know, transpire at least about three times. And I said, wait a minute, you know, and I called him by his name, told him to pick the cards up, and then began to obey what they were instructing him to do. Many times we will just roll with whatever someone is saying, or, you know, we'll just kind of get on board with how they describe the issue of what's going on with our children. And because we don't understand all of it, we will just, just plug into it. And what I want to tell you today is fight. And there are people in place to fight for your child, your special needs child. And I will call them a special need because there are special things that have to be put in place, not because they are not smart enough to comprehend it, but because they learn differently. I mean, really, probably if most of us were ever tested, the majority of us would probably be autistic. ADHD, you know, we just were not. When I was a child, I was not tested. I grew up and was in my sophomore year of college, then find out from a television show that I was actually dyslexic. And so, but if you know what it is that you're fighting and you began to press and push for that child or yourself to grasp hold of what you know they are capable of, what you know you are capable of, it can be done. We had a school teacher who saw my son. First thing I want to say to you is you need to be able to see your child, not what people have labeled them as. You need to be able to see them. I was able to see Nicholas, even when others weren't able to see him. I knew it. As a matter of fact, it felt like there would be something that would enter into the room whenever it was time for him to be seen by decision makers. It was as if he would begin to perform or act in a way that I knew he didn't do normally. And so it was as if this other thing was trying to convince others that this child does not have the ability to learn. And so when I started fighting for him, God placed a woman in our path named Miss Palm, who was a fighter. Now, with autistic kids, like I said earlier, they are easily stimulated. So, you know, when you take just what you call, again, a normal 2-year-old into the grocery store, that's a handful. But when you take an autistic 2-year-old who's stimulated by noise and sounds into the grocery store, it was a wild experience. a funny experience, but it was definitely a wild experience. So what she did was she created this vest that they use for highly stimulated children. They created this vest had weights in it. It was like an exercise, a weight vest, a weighted vest that you would use, like if you're walking or running and you want to add more weight to help build muscle, they would put that on highly stimulated children to help them to calm. Now, with autism, when you close in, some can't bear to be touched, but they need that kind of close feeling. And so what he would do was when I put the vest on, it created this soothing type of feeling over him. And so he wouldn't run all over the place. So what she did was she sized him and had one created. They weren't even using it at his school, but she had it created because she could see our child. She told me immediately once he was tested, she said, he's autistic, but he's a high functioning odd. And so that means that he'll just be quirky. He'll just be quirky through his life. And that's exactly what he is. He's just a quirky kid. His jokes are quirky. His behavior is quirky. He's going to tell us some quirky stories. But when I tell you he has the ability to be able to love and support family and love his friends, it's absolutely amazing what you see when you get rid of all of your fears. And that's what I've learned about with autistic children or even other special needs children, Down syndrome, is that they go straight to the love place and they learn how to look past your faults and love you. And I think that that's something that we should be able to do, and there's supposed to be absolutely nothing wrong with us. Anyway, Mrs. Palm was able to see Nicholas, and she told me right away that he had a strong ability to where he would probably design things, work in architectural type design things. And when he was probably 3 years old, he would put these structures together at our, whenever we would go out to eat dinner, he'd take all of the forks and knives and build this thing that was so secure that we couldn't even undo them. Like we kind of break it all apart because they were so securely fit. Then he started doing these spinning type things, creating things that spin. And so we started seeing that. And she would tell us to not squash those levels of creativity that we would see coming out of him, even though he might not follow like your traditional paths, but there was a path for him. I don't know who I'm talking to today, but I want to tell you, maybe you need to hear. You're like going, I don't know what is wrong with me. I'm all over the place. You might have some things that you have been dealing with that were never diagnosed, but I want you to know it doesn't mean that you're dumb. What it means is that you learn differently. I know there are college students and high school students and elementary students that people quickly diagnose you as being unable to learn. In many of your cases, that's not the case. You just learn differently. If it had not been for Ms. Palm stepping in and saying, no, this child learns different. Even when he was not speaking and they were saying there's something wrong because, look, he gets so frustrated. She made a simple statement. He's frustrated because he cannot articulate how he is feeling. How many of you would be frustrated if you could not verbalize how you felt? Her patience and vigilance to bring forth what she saw in him was a very pinnacle move in his life. And today we are reaping the benefits of it. Today we are talking about having a special needs child. I'm dedicating this show today to my son, Nicholas Johnson, who is autistic and fabulous all at the same time, graduated this past Friday, preparing to go to college. I want to let you know today, don't give up on when you're perfect isn't perfect. We'll be right back in a few minutes. You're listening to Refresh. This is Regina Johnson, your host, brought to you by NHISG.
word of God is true. And if he says that he will never leave us, if he says that he is perfecting the things concerning us, then you best believe that he is. We serve an awesome God who loves us more than we could ever imagine. So to my brothers and my sisters, let's gut it up. Because the outcome is going to be great.
Don't miss Refresh with Pastor Regina Johnson. Every Sunday, 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central.
Quick question. What is your kryptonite? You know, kryptonite, like from the Superman movie. Little pieces of krypton that will fall to the earth and then Superman will come in contact with it. Kryptonite. Okay. Small pieces of your past falling into your future, robbing you of your destiny. Kryptonite? What is yours? Is it the person down the street, you know, so conveniently always is willing to remind you of who you used to be before you were redeemed? Or is it the memory of a place where you were broken when you were young? A bad marriage? Bad circumstances? I mean, I don't know. Today, I want you to identify, what is your kryptonite? Once you grab hold of it, you reduce it to nothingness. Because the season of living a defeated life is over. It's time for us to live unstoppable lives.
To order Unstoppable You by Regina Johnson, go to Lulu.com, Google Books, and Amazon.
Yeah.
To welcome you back to Refresh. I'm Regina Johnson, your host, and we are discussing when your perfect is not perfect. We're talking about having or raising special needs children, and I've dedicated the show today to my son, Nicholas Johnson. If you look at any pictures, you'd never know that Nicholas was autistic. He's a high-functioning odd, but we got there because people believed in Nick. We had people that would fight for him, and most of all, we believed in God. When I stopped begging and pleading God to change Nicholas and make him like everyone else, I began to see a move not only in his life, but in my life. I want to talk to that parent, those parents that have special needs children, and just address some of the things that we as parents need to get past. The first thing is that when you're dealing with a special needs child, try to get past the fear. I understand that that is probably one of the hardest things to move past because you don't want them to be hurt. You don't want them to be wounded in any type of way. Well, you know what I had to realize is that I have four other, what you would call, you know, normal children that get hurt just as easily, or they've been talked about and lied on and mistreated by friends, and they are what you would call, normal. And so I want to share with you that it's not going to be any different for that child. Yes, you're going to have ignorant people that will make fun of them and crack jokes at their expense. But the very ones that are cracking jokes and making fun of them are probably the same people that have been made fun of themselves. What I've realized is that I cannot rescue Nicholas out of every life issue, and I want to. I just went through this in overwhelming place of fear. He was getting ready to go to prom, and he has no rhythm. Can I say that again? He has no rhythm, but neither do three out of the five children that I have. But for him, it was just bigger because you want everything to be perfect. Well, what we would call perfect in that normal setting is a different type of perfect for him, or just maybe even just for someone that just doesn't have rhythm, period. So, you know, what we've learned to accept things, you know, concerning Nicholas, we don't want anyone making fun of him. And so my fear was, even though he looked sharp and his date was incredible, I didn't want anyone making fun of him. And it was so funny. I don't know how many of you watched that movie Hitch. But, you know, like he tells the guy, says, you stay right here and you do this little step, you know, step two type little movement. Well, I tried that before Nicholas left. And I said, okay, look, just do this little step two thing right here. That's where you live. Okay. He says, okay. And so in the middle of prom, he whips out his phone and videotapes himself. He says, he tells his dad, he goes, yeah, my mother said I shouldn't do this, but I'm doing it anyway. And so he starts spinning around. Well, when he got home, the very thing that I was so afraid of happening actually was funny. It was so funny that he did it. And so what I want to tell you to do today is enjoy your child. Enjoy them, no matter what the thing is. You know, maybe your child, you have a Down syndrome child, enjoy your child. Don't try to make your child look like everybody else or act like everybody else. Embrace the difference. When the Lord told me, and while I was praying, I'm saying, you know, change him and make him normal. He clearly, and I heard it. I heard him say, he's not the one with the problem. You are. And what he was saying was, look around. And when I looked up and I was looking at all of the people that were interacting with my child, and they were laughing and they thought what he did was funny, and I'm over here clenched up, you know, worried about someone making fun of him, and I'm the one that wasn't enjoying life. He was enjoying life. And when we are unable to enjoy them, that's when they began to see, oh, maybe I'm not like everybody else. But the bad thing about it is not that they're not like everybody else, but it is that we think they're not like everyone else, which means how they are, there's something wrong with that. You do not want to give that child that feeling of something other than perfect. You may know that your perfect is not perfect according to man's standards, but I want to tell you your perfect is perfect according to God's standards. And so when you learn how to love it and embrace your perfect daughter or son, that's not the world's perfect. No, he will never, ever have rhythm. My husband doesn't have any either, and he's not autistic. There are certain things that will always be quirky, but instead of it making it an issue, I have to learn how to embrace it. I want to also share with that mother or father that has just, you've lost every dream that you possibly had that was attached to that child just because they can't get there the way you desired for them to get there, or how your other three or two children did, doesn't mean that they won't get there. My big concern was will he get married? Will he have children? Will his life after high school and college, will it look like our life? Or will it be something greater? Or will it fall beneath the bar? Well, I've purposed in myself that it'll be greater, that it won't fall beneath the bar, because I will see him as he sees himself. That's another thing. Our special need children do not see themselves as something broken, where the world has a tendency to treat them as if they are broken. And because we want that perfection for that child, we're the ones that end up treating them worse than the world does by trying to put them in a box. Many, many years ago, and I pray it's still many, many years, and there aren't any cases now, but when you had a special need child, especially that was struggling with mental retardation, what they would do is literally lock those children up. They would either institutionalize them, or they would lock them literally in a basement or in a room or in an attic. And I know I can already tell or can hear, you know, just in the minds of people, you know, well, you know, that was good because they couldn't do anything with them, or they couldn't control them. Not every child is at the level to where they can't comprehend what's happening around them. And even those that we think can't comprehend, they do comprehend on their level. We do not want to be those people that shove those children in the back. We don't want to be those that lock them up in the room and try to ignore that they are not there. They are valuable, and it is our job to invest in their future, in their destiny, because there is a true purpose and plan for their lives. I remember when Nicholas was small, I remember him telling me, I mean, just would say some of the sweetest things. And he said, when I grow up, I want you to be my wife. Now, that's just a little boy thing. And even little boys that are, you know, not autistic, they fall, their first loves are their moms. And so when I heard that, I knew everything was going to be okay. I hope today that you are being encouraged not to let go, but to press forward. I'm going to take another quick break, and I will be right back. You have been listening to Refresh. I'm Regina Johnson, your host. The Word of God is true. And if He says that He will never leave us, if He says that He is perfecting the things concerning us, then you best believe that He is. We serve an awesome God who loves us more than we could ever imagine. So to my brothers and my sisters, let's gut it up. Because the outcome is going to be great.
Don't miss Refresh with Pastor Regina Johnson. Every Sunday, 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central.
Quick question. What is your kryptonite? You know, kryptonite, like from the Superman movie. Little pieces of krypton that will fall to the earth, and then Superman will come in contact with it. Kryptonite. Okay. Small pieces of your past falling into your future, robbing you of your destiny. Kryptonite? What is yours? Is the person down the street, you know, so conveniently always is willing to remind you of who you used to be before you were redeemed? Or is it the memory of a place where you were broken when you were young? A bad marriage? Bad circumstances? I mean, I don't know. Today, I want you to identify what is your kryptonite. Once you grab hold of it, you reduce it to nothingness. Because the season of living a defeated life is over. It's time for us to live unstoppable lives.
To order Unstoppable You by Regina Johnson, go to Lulu.com, Google Books, and Amazon.
Hey, I'd like to welcome you back to Refresh. This is Regina Johnson, your host, and we are talking about when your perfect is not perfect, addressing special needs children. Today, I'm dedicating the show to my son, Nicholas James Wesley Johnson, who has been gifted with the gift of autism. He is an actual high-functioning odd, and so if you were to see him, you wouldn't know there's something different, but there is some quirkiness that's going on and that we have learned to embrace and to love, and today I feel that it's important that we just kind of talk about this, because if you're not a parent of a special needs child, you don't realize the anxiety that goes along with that. And most of that anxiety is us making sure that they are safe. And I don't mean like safe in the world, like nothing happening to them, even though sometimes that is our concern. Because many times when you have a special needs child, whether they are Downs or autistic or just mentally retarded or deficient is probably a more politically correct word, that there are people that will take advantage of them. And so, but that's not really what I'm talking about, them being hurt or abused or anything like that, because as far as my son is concerned, he's well able to take care of himself and those things. The things that I'm concerned about is, or was and still have moments of, is his difference, him being different. When people find out that he is different, you can immediately see a change, a shift, to where they began to even treat him different. And so who I'm really talking to today are the parents of those children on how we can gird up and become strong and not allow our own fears to enter in and hinder or stop our children from soaring to the level in which they were intended, created to soar. We have autistic children. As I was saying earlier, there's so many different forms of autism. There are very high-level autistic people that are some of the best engineers in the world and musicians, you know, because they have the ability to be able to see things in a way that we cannot see them. And so my job today is to help the parents to say, you know what, I'm going to embrace whatever it is that my child has been, what you would call, you know, how they've been labeled, or even our own personal fears. I want to say to you today that you don't have to be afraid. And I can say it from a place of knowing and from a place of where I have been afraid. There are still times, even now, you know, he's getting ready. He graduated this past Friday. Yay, Nick. Yeah, there are some fears about him going away to college. You know, will he be able to handle it from the perspective of when someone makes fun of him? Will he be able to stand on his own? Will he allow people to take advantage of him for the sake of trying to be liked and accepted? I know that there are some that have children that you would call normal that struggle with being accepted. Well, because of autism or the way they process, you know, they're a lot more loving and accepting. And so they have a tendency to allow people to take advantage. And so what I'm learning is the same God that protected my other four children, that same God will protect Nicholas. And that what I'm going to have to do is trust that what we have placed in him, as well as what we have placed in the others, that in the time when they are placed in a situation that is difficult, that they will be able to handle it. The other thing I want to tell you is don't be embarrassed by your child. Now, I'm not saying don't be embarrassed because they might not do anything that's quirky. I have a daughter who we were at the counter at the grocery store, and I had told her that you're going to get in trouble if you don't act right in the store. When we get home, she waits till we get right in front of the cash register and asks me, am I going to still get in trouble, you know, when I get home? And so, you know, we have children. They're going to do it. They're just going to do it, period. But I'm saying you don't have to be ashamed of your child's difference. You don't have to. And I think that that is the first part of the journey, is learning how to just embrace it and not be embarrassed of it. The other thing is don't waste your time wishing for them to be different. Embrace who they are. You know, think about it. What is your weird, quirky thing that, you know, is probably not the most favorable thing about your personality or who you are? You wish that it would go away, right? But you learned how to embrace it and move forward in it. Well, that's what we have to do with our child, with our children, is that we have to embrace, you know, their strengths as well as their weaknesses, just like how we embrace our strengths and our weaknesses. I am dyslexic. And so for a long time, if it was something that had to be done, you know, like reading out loud, there was going to be an issue. Sometimes even reading myself, I'll skip lines and end up in other paragraphs, and things just will not sound right or make sense. And I remember hearing people say, what is wrong with you? Is she dumb? Well, I'm not dumb. I am. That sounds funny saying I'm not dumb, but you know, I'm not. I'm really a bright woman. But I did not find out that I was dyslexic until my sophomore year in college. And I didn't even learn, like, because I had gone to be tested. I was watching a television show that aired a situation where someone was dyslexic, and it was my type of dyslexia. And so then I was able to move on and to get help. But for years, people would say, your mother is an educator. Your father is intelligent. I know you should be smarter than you are. The problem was no one was able to identify with my difference, and therefore they could not help me to be able to grow and learn the way I learned. So what I did was I just adapted, and I taught myself how to read. And then when I got older and I realized that if I'm tired or if I'm processing at a high rate, you know, like a lot of things are going on in my mind, that what I do to make things easier for myself, because I'm a public speaker, I just get someone to read for me. I'm not trying to show out or be cool or, you know, be the next one to buy them, you know, to have like a speaker or anyone else that uses speakers. That's just what I do to make it easier for me. I can think about what's coming up next. The same way with your special needs child. You just figure out what is the way that they learn, help them to adapt to that place, and then help them to soar. To the parents out there, I know it's difficult. I'm not going to try to downplay it and say that it's not. And yeah, I keep saying, you know, that Nicholas is a high functioning op because I know there's so many levels that are beneath him. And then there are those that are just not even detectable. It just shows on paper that they are autistic. And so when I say that, I don't want you to think that I am downplaying how you feel. I'm not. I cried too, and I was afraid too, and I still have moments of fear, even now. But I believe that if all of my other children, who they have said absolutely nothing is wrong with them, if those jokers can make it through, anybody can make it through. I think the thing that I really want to emphasize is that, you know what? Love them right where they are. And brag on them every opportunity you get. I mean, encourage them. Whatever you see is their gift, wherever their talent is. I mean, like really help them to be able to soar in that place. And then don't you feel like you have done something wrong. I don't know who I'm talking to, what mother or father, that you feel guilty about your child being different. Yours won't be able to play in the great sporting events or may never, ever be on the honor roll. That's okay. What can they do? Is your child wheelchair bound? Is he fast? Can he participate in wheelchair sports? Is your child a Downs or a special needs as far as learning disability, but they're really good in Special Olympics? I mean, what is it that they do and they do well? Do they play the piano? Are they able to draw? Better yet, have you taken time to explore what they really are capable of? Have you? Let me tell you, I have. And I'm plugging into those things that I know are things that are going to help him to excel in his life. And I know that there will be someone that will be able to love them just like he is. And I say it for your daughter and your sons. There will be someone that will love their kind of difference because somebody loved ours. What is perfect? I mean, really, let's really just look at that thing. What is really a perfect child? And then I want to ask the question, could you send me a name of the perfect one? Because I don't know any. And so if we don't know any, and there aren't any, and better yet, let's don't even talk about the child. Let's talk about the adults. Are there any perfect children? Did anyone ever think something was wrong with you at any point in time in your life? I know I've asked that question many times. Like, what is wrong with that person? Like, absolutely nothing. And I know the question to ask about me, what's wrong with that girl? Absolutely nothing. I'm what you would call normal. But let's ask that question too. What's normal? I want to encourage you today to embrace your perfect, not being quite perfect. Embrace it and love it exactly where it is and help it to soar to higher heights and greater levels. Some of the people that have been considered some of the most brilliant people on this planet are people that we would categorize as special needs people. I want to salute my brilliant and incredible, beautiful son, Nicholas James Johnson, for all that he is and all that he's going to be. You have been listening to Refresh. I'm Regina Johnson on NHISG Sports Media. Plug into me on Facebook. I have Twitter. It's Journey Strong and also Instagram. I love you. Have a blessed, blessed week.